Amen. And I decree and declare, because of your favor, the enemy will not triumph over us. I decree and declare that God will bless us and surround us with favor like a shield. I decree and declare our covenant is a covenant of peace, prosperity, and blessing. I decree and declare we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. I decree and declare your word, your spirit, they comfort us. I decree and declare our righteousness is from the Lord, and everything we do will prosper, for we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I decree and declare we are doers of God and blessed in our deeds. I decree and declare we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree and declare great is the peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. I decree and declare a merry heart heals our heart and is medicine to our bones. I decree and declare great is the peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. I decree and declare for your word flows to every organ of our body, bringing healing and health. I decree and declare for poverty, you have given us wealth. For sickness, you have given us health. I decree and declare it has been given unto us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and men will give into our bosom. I decree and declare we sow bountifully, and therefore we reap bountifully. I decree and declare I give cheerfully, and my God has made all grace abound towards us, that having sufficiency in all things. I decree and declare the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. I decree and declare we are partakers of his divine nature. I decree and declare that the Lord will bless our bread and water and take sickness away from our lives. Lord, bless our food and protect us from illness. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Our prophetess, when you open up the lines,
La 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Isaiah 45:5-6. Lord God, by faith, I know that you have given me everything I need to do your will today, Lord God. Lord, I know that you have allowed my service to you to have a lasting impact for your glory. I thank and I praise and I shabbat you on today for just giving me your favor, dear God, for continue to have mercy on my soul, Lord God. I thank and I praise your name for each and every person that is represented here in the front, oh dear God, as well as those that are listening, Lord God. I thank you that you will give them a strong restoration of their spirit, of their mind, oh dear God, that you will touch them afresh, oh Father God. Anoint them, oh dear God. Let the fresh anointing oil run from their beards, oh Father God, to run from their hair, oh Father God, that you will saturate them with your glory, Lord God, that you will continue to lift us all up on high, Lord God, that we will continue to raise up our voices unto you, Lord God. We thank and we praise your name, Lord God, how you continue to bring marriages together, to bring great relationships to us, oh dear God, and to take the negativity that don't belong, oh dear God. Lord God, we raise up the sick and afflicted, oh dear God. And Lord God, I want to add the bereavement family of the young family, that you will give them consolation in this period, oh dear God, that we will send condolences unto them, that you will give them rest and tranquility and peace of mind, that their loved one has gone on to glory to be with thee, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for those that have been listed on the prayer list, oh Father God. Lord God, we thank you in advance, Lord God, for the healing that you've already doing and continue to do, Lord God, because Lord God, you said by your stripes we are healed, and we're standing in that healing, Lord God. I'm standing in the healing, oh Father God. I thank you that you continue to bless my body, oh Father God, though it may be racked with pain, Lord God, but Lord God, you the ultimate doctor, Lord God, and I thank you and I worship your holy and righteous name. Lord God, we ask that you continue to bless our leaders all over this land, Father God, that they will get in right order with you, that they will repent and turn from their wicked ways, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask that you bless the churches, oh dear God, the fivefold ministry, that they will get back on assignment, Father God, to do your holy and righteous name, that you will take the witches and the warlocks out of the church, oh dear God, to allow them to be submissive to your will, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you for Bishop Ebonard Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh Father God, for just keeping this door open for us to worship and glorify thy name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, oh dear God. We thank you for allowing us to put our whole armor on to stay continuously suited up, oh dear God, for battle, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to send the praises up, oh dear God, that you will continue to send the blessings down. We thank you for allowing us to be the remnant in the earth that the people can hear our voices, oh dear God. We thank you, Lord God. We worship you and we adore you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and give thee thanks. Amen. Lord God, I love you to life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And Father God, we just thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add us no sorrow. And we thank you, Father God, for the multiplication of ourselves 1,000 times more, just as you've promised. And Lord God, I just give you all the honor and the glory and the praise for another day. I thank you, Father God, for your grace. I thank you, Father God, for your favor. I thank you, Father God, for just everything that you're doing in this season. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your healing, Lord God. I thank you for your love, Lord God. I thank you for your comfort, Lord God. I thank you for your peace, Lord God. And we ask that you be with the people who are grieving in this time, Lord God, who have lost a loved one, Lord God. We just thank you for bringing in the peace and bringing the love and the comfort to you, from you, Lord God, to their lives and to the family, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the demonstration of your power. And I thank you, Father God, for sending your Holy Spirit as the comforter, Lord God. I just thank you for all of the love and the peace that you grant your people, Lord God. I thank you for by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the wholeness. I thank you, Father God, for the completion. I thank you, Father God, for the open doors, the opportunities, the ways you've made, Lord God. I thank you for being the light to the light to our path and the lamp to our feet, Lord God. I thank you for blessing standing relationships, Lord God. I thank you for the new relationships, the new connections, Lord God. I thank you for the spirit of entrepreneurship that you're bringing forth to your people, Lord God. I thank you for the windfall, Lord God. I thank you for the harvest, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the manifestation. I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to enter into the multiplication factor of your blessings, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the open windows of heaven that you're pouring out to your people, Lord God, that they might receive blessings that they have not room enough to receive, Lord God. I thank you for the calling on my life. I thank you for the calling on the lives of your people. I thank you, Father God, for the prosperity. I thank you, Father God, for the life that you've come to give us that's more abundant, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I thank you, Father God, for those who are in Christ Jesus and not condemned. I thank you, Father God, for your righteousness. Thank you, Father God, for this platform where we have the ability and the opportunity and the privilege to pray our faith and not our fears. And Lord God, as you just continue to rain down the blessings to your people and allow your testimonies to continue to come one after another of your glory, and we will begin to sing your praise, Lord God, for we enter into your praise with thanksgiving, Lord God, and I thank you and I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. Amen.
I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalms 31 and 2. Thank you, Father God, for your healing power on this day, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for staying in the space and dying on that cross, Father God. You could have come down at any point, but you died for all of us, Father God. And by your stripes, we are healed, God. We thank you, God, that we can come together at this midnight cry, praying one for another, Father God, holding one another up, holding family up, holding friends up, and standing in that space, that gap, Father God. The mothers calling forth for their sons and their daughters, Father God, for their healing, for their deliverance, for their salvation, Father God. We thank you for these things coming into play and into order and manifesting all well and done, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for in this hour, God, you loved us. You love us so much, God, that we just reach out to you, God, because no one can love us as you love us. And we thank you for this love, Father God. We thank you for covering the lonely and blessing them, Father God. Thank you for each and every one of the people on the prayer list, Father God, and we see their situations whole and complete. Ronald Blake, Frank Tucker, Marcus Fugate, Cynthia Young, and Najee Young, and even Father God, Rosin Smith. We thank you for housing, Father God, those looking for housing in these days, those people who try to come against each and every one of us, Father God, for their own motives, Father God. We cancel them out whatever they try to send, we send it back in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your power, Father God, covering our lives. Thank you for favor in business relationships, Father God, relationships with people, Father God. Thank you, God, for the fivefold ministry, Father God, and thank you for our leaders that will prophesy life into our dead situations when they, if they've ever come up, Father God. We thank you, God, for peace of mind and restful sleeps in this hour. We, Father God, we just hold up even those who are lonely and those are mourning in this hour, Father God. The mother who has lost a son, a daughter, Father God, we bless your name, Father God, for you're the one who sent the comforter, Father God, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being the comforter, God. We give your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise. We love you, Father God. We love you, Father God. We give your name the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day that we've just entered into, Father God. We thank you for this time and this season even now, Father God. We thank you for family even now. Thank you for every life here on the line even now on this morning, Father God. We thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in our lives, Father God. Father God, thank you for life, Father God. Father God, those that need comforting even now, Father God, give them comfort even in this season, Father God. Father God, those that need peace even now, Father God, give us peace even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for bringing joy into our hearts even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to see so we can see clearly the path that we're going even now, Father God. Open our ears so that we may be able to hear you clearly, Father God. Father God, touch our children and our elders even now, Father God. Touch their minds and their spirits even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing us to be in our right mind even now, Father God. Father God, allow right connections to come our way, right partnerships even now, Father God, right relationships even now, Father God. We thank you for the rightness in the relationships that come our way even now, Father God, right connections even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for traveling mercies as we come and as we go, Father God. Father God, cover our households even now with your protective angels even now, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. Father God, thank you for being our Lord and Savior even now, Father God. Thank you for being Alpha and the Omega, Father God. Father God, allow us to show agape love even now, Father God. Father God, I thank you for family and thank you for this joyous season even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for the coming together even now. We thank you for all these things and so much more, Father God. We'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Let us give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. And we thank you, Father God, for your love towards us, Father. We pray for each and every person on the line this evening, God. We pray restoration for the family. We pray, Father God, wholeness, Father God, balance and symmetry, Father God, for each and every person, God. We thank you, Father God, for a new day, for we're moving into a new day and we're moving into a new movement, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're opening doors of opportunities for us, God, and you're bringing your people, Father God, into a new day and a new vision, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you're, Father God, upsetting things, Father God, but only to make the crooked places straight. We thank you, Father God, that what's going on, Father God, around us, we know that there are things, Father God, that we cannot see, because you said eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that you have prepared for us, God. So we know, Father God, the shaking is coming, Father God, to improve, God, to restore, God, and we thank you for that in advance, God. Now we thank you, Father God, for healing, God, mercy this evening, God. We pray for healing for those, God, that are sick in their minds and their bodies, Father God, even in their souls. We ask, Father God, that you would heal the soul of man, God, that you would heal the emotions, Father God. And we ask, Father God, that, and we pray, Father God, for the children. We pray for the women. We pray for the mothers, God. We pray for the single mothers. We pray for the fatherless this evening, God. We hold our petitions up before you, God. And we ask, Father God, that you honor each and every petition, God. We thank you, Father God, for being Jehovah, God. We thank you for being Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being a father to the fatherless, God, and a husband to the widow woman, God. We pray for right relationships, God. We pray, Father God, that you will restore the family. We pray, Father God, that you will bring new beginnings within the family, God. We pray for this great nation, Father God, and we pray, Father God, for the president. We pray, Father God, that he will have ears to hear and eyes to see. We ask, God, that you would bring trustworthy men around him, men of integrity, Father God. And, Father God, we ask, God, that you would openly, Father God, expose those around him that mean no good towards him or this policies or this country, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for divine intervention. We thank you, Father God, for the move of God that will, Father God, that will openly, Father God, begin to show those things that need to be seen, God. And as we stand in the gap and begin to pray for our nation, we thank you, Father God, that there will be no weapon formed against us, God, that shall prosper. We will see it, but God, it will not touch us. We thank you that we're covered with the blood, God, and that you hide us under the shadow of the Almighty, God. And we pray for our leadership. We pray for Master Prophet. We pray for Pastor Deborah. We pray for her vision, Father God, for prayer and intercession. We thank you, Father God, for the woman of God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing her into new days, Father God of glory. We thank you, Father God, for new insight and new vision, God. And we, Father God, lift up the banner, God, and we hold up the banner this evening of prayer, God, unity, Father God, oneness, Father God, cohesiveness, God. And we thank you, Father God. We pray for the brethren and everyone on this line and their families. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, we give you all honor and we give you praise, oh God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for our leaders, Master Prophet and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and all your leaders all over the world, God. We thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the life of your people, oh God. We thank you, God, for keeping them faithful to their wives and family and staff, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, oh God. And without you, oh God, we are nothing, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for helping us to be responsive to your will, God. We thank you, God, for opening our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear, our lips that we may speak, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for all things come through you, God, and nothing of ourselves, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for watching over us as we sleep and waking us up each and every day, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving us the spirit of forgiveness, oh God. And we thank you, God, for helping us to know how to forgive, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We thank you, God, for elevation, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for boldness that you give us, oh God. And oh God, we thank you, God, that as we approach this Christmas day, oh God, we thank you, God, for helping us to remember that your dear Lord Jesus came to earth and dwell among us, oh God. We thank you, God, that he is indeed Emmanuel, God with us, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, that since you are with us, that we need not to fear nor worry, God. And we thank you, God, that you are more than all that come against us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts with your great confidence and hope for the Redeemer's sake. God, we thank you, God, for your only Son. And we thank you, God, for helping us emulate Jesus' life here on earth, God. We thank you, God, for letting every day be as joyous as Christmas Day in our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for the right divine relationship. We thank you, God, for relationship healing. We thank you, God, for soulmates that you're putting together, God. We thank you, God, for that, God. And we thank you, God, for favor and communication and letting us be flexible, God. And we thank you, God, for ordering our step, oh God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection, oh God, over us, over our children, over our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. And we thank you, God, for growth, protection, and awareness, oh God. In your masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we give you glory to your name, and we rejoice as we seek your face. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord, your God. Arise, therefore, and build you the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built in the name of the Lord. Father, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise that we come together to build your house. As we are your house, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And Father, we build ourselves up praying over in the Holy Ghost. Father, we surrender our will and our way unto you, Father God, that you may bring us into right divine alignment and to give us the clarity of thought and mind to understand what is your will in this season, that we might not kick against the prick nor resist what you would have us to do in this hour. And Father, I bless the company of prophets on the front line tonight. I pray for each of them, Father God, and I thank you for their sacrifice and their commitments, Father God, as they have stood on behalf of your people while struggling and wrestling their own warfare. I command the mercy and the grace and the favor of God upon each of them and their households. Undergird them with strength and favor in the name of Jesus. We bless everyone on this call, and we agree for their breakthrough, healing, deliverance, and repair. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And Father God, we pull down every stronghold of lack, of fear, of poverty, of not having enough, of being afraid of not having enough. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against fear and worry and anxiety and panic. And we say yes, and we say thank you, God. For it pleased the Lord to bruise us. It pleased the Lord to cause us to go through the fire and the lion's den and the prisons and the well and the traps and the pitfalls and the fiery furnaces of life, that we may prove faithful and worthy of the vocation wherewith we've been called. And we say, Lord, thank you for choosing us. Thank you for bruising us. Thank you for the breaking. Thank you for the molding and the making. We surrender, God, as you wash and purify us from all iniquity and cleanse us from all sin by the washing and water of your word. Give us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us. Father God, you have called us to be your witnesses. Cause us to be faithful. Cause us to be faithful in the midst of stress, in the midst of attack, in the midst of adversity. Put a hook in us, Lord, so deep that we may be able to say, as Jesus said, Satan has nothing in me. Father God, we say yes to your will. We say yes to your way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law we meditate day and night. Therefore we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. And we bring forth our fruit now in this season. And also our leaf shall not wither. Ashe korabasha. We rebuke every withering spirit. Also, our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. And Father, we thank you for our Archbishop and our pastor, Pastor Deborah Jordan. We strengthen their hands and we cover them in the name of Jesus. We bless the First Family and we cover them with your blood. And we war against every demonic force that would have come against them in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over everyone on this call and every family that's represented. We rebuke death, dying, and disease, division, and calamity. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, people of God. It's another day's journey, and I am glad about it. Let's get to our announcements. I would that you stay to the end of the call, that you may not miss any important information. And if you must jump off the call, I pray that it is because you're just excited to sow your seed of thanksgiving and appreciation to the ministry, to Archbishop and Pastor, for carving out this opportunity for you to be blessed by the prayers of the prophets as we stand with you for your miracle. Amen. You can text your donation to 646-762-0433. Text your seed of thanksgiving. Amen. Respond to the letters from Archbishop. Amen. As he is releasing prophetic instructions, as we are winding down this year, 2017, entering in 2018, and you may sow your 109, your 1,009, your 9,009 to the ministry. Amen. Follow those instructions and watch God. Amen. I'm telling you, the miracles are coming. The miracles are breaking through. Amen. I need to speak to someone who studied the numerology and the alphabet, because I gotta find out what's significant in these seeds that I'm receiving. Amen. But I tell you, there's some numbers that keep coming through. Amen. Even last night, I received a miracle. Amen. So follow those instructions and watch God flow into your coffers, amen, with his prophetic instructions to bring us into prosperity. Amen. On December 31st, amen, 2017, 10 p.m., the New Year's Eve service, the oil mixing service at the Eagles House, 310 Riverside Drive in New York. Amen. That is going to be a tremendous service. Amen. Also, if you are attending Prophecology, you must register at www.prophecology.com. Submit your itinerary and your roommate request. Amen. There are some things prepared for us, and we must be in order in order to be a benefactor of what Archbishop has put in place for us. Amen. Join Archbishop Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for a live conference call. The teachings have been absolutely powerful. Amen. And Pop Life Radio, 12 noon, Monday through Friday, every Monday through Friday. Amen. I tell you, there's things in place for each of us to benefit from in all of our various schedules, as many of us are in various places on the globe, but there's things going on where you can be nurtured and fed and strengthened by the Word of God. And then join us again for another Midnight Cry with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, the leading lady, amen, and wife of our Archbishop Ebenar Jordan. Amen. She's the neck that turns the head. Amen. You stand with her, God will stand with you. Amen. Did I miss anything, Company of Prophets?
I think you have everything, Prophetess.
Amen. Thank you. And Prophets, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your stand. Prophetess Joyce Hartley, once again, I bless you in the name of the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Prophetess Barbara, Prophetess Regina, Prophetess Glenda, amen. Prophetess Brittany and all of those who have support. Prophetess Bethany, you know we've been missing you, and we're grateful for your participation on this morning. Amen. And, you know, poem is home. Amen. And we love you to life. God bless each of you. And see you on another Midnight Cry. Amen.
God bless everyone.